This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. The very funny Sherry Shepherd is coming up in a moment to talk about her new show on the Cooking Channel. But first, Will Smith is reportedly developing a reboot of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and will serve as the show's executive producer. Reports are that Smith's production company, Overbrook Entertainment, is in the very early stages of developing the modern-day version of the show. Comedian Sherry Shepherd has a new show on the Cooking Channel.
Anytime I get to do something out of my comfort zone, I love it. And this show, it just completely fits me because, first of all, I get to eat, which was anytime they say, Sherry, you get to eat and it's free, I'm there. But it's called Holy and Hungry, and it's really about people of faith and how they combine their passion of their faith and their cooking, their food, how they infuse the two together. And I was fascinated by the people that I met. There was a preacher who won two seasons on Chopped. He's a preacher, but he owns a rib shack. And he made something called Adam's Ribs. Meat fell off the bone. I had to say hallelujah the whole show. So I said hallelujah. Amen. I jumped around and I got the Holy Ghost. I fell out. I mean, the food was so good. We went to, in the season opener, I learned how to cook kosher. So we went to a kosher deli called Holy Schnitzel. And that experience was amazing. It was so good. The food that they had prepared and the customers, their responses. So I was doing a lot. I said to the rabbi who blessed all the food, can I say hallelujah? He said it with me. We had a friar monk who had taken the vow of poverty, and then he came out and he opened up a pizzeria. He had a picture of Jesus in one corner and a security camera, and he said, if you break in, somebody's going
to
see you.
Now, do you pick where you go to film this? Because I'm sure you're trying to find, you know, religious people who cook in Hawaii and, you know, Florida and California at Disney World, someplace to go where you can enjoy yourself as well.
So funny because they pick the places. There's no shortage of people who have a strong faith and, you know, they're chefs or they have a restaurant. There's literally so many people wanted to be on the show. So I let them pick. I just said my number one requirement is I get to eat the food. So don't have them making all this great food and then we got to go get in the van and leave. So I would sit there and eat with everybody. The only time I almost got in trouble, we went to a Mediterranean restaurant and they had a tandoori oven. And I don't know if you've ever seen a tandoori oven. It's like a big hole. And my wig kind of got caught in the flame. So that was a little snafu. And I learned to wear better wigs. Other than that, we were good. You know what? It's just everybody likes to eat. That's what I loved about the show because everybody felt like, you know, if we could just sit down at a table and eat, we can change the world. And it literally, it's such a spiritual experience. I don't know if you have it. When I eat something really good and I'm sitting at a table, I'm way more open to discussion. And that's how these people felt. Priests, Jesuit priests, friar monks, seminary students. We had a Muslim man who was a chaplain at the New York Police Department, so I learned how to cook halal, and it was basically everybody felt the same way. Let's change the world with our food. It was great.
Last time you were on with us, I said that when you add Sherry Shepherd to any show, you're adding spice. So this is perfect because now you're on the Cooking Channel.
It's great. I had a good time, and you know we couldn't help but if I come, it's going to be funny. So we couldn't help but have really funny moments with everybody. We had a Catholic priest who we were breakdancing together. He loved to breakdance before he became a Catholic priest. He was a breakdancer, championship. And I got him to bust some moves in I don't know what you call it, when they got the white collar and the black on. We busted breakdancing moves right in the church. And I said, I hope we don't get in trouble. Then he taught me how to make sausages. So it is, I try to find the funny in every single moment because you have to be able to laugh. Otherwise, it's just hard to get through life. Holy and Hungry. Thank you so much. I'm having a lot of fun.
And we hear that you're coming back to The View. How did that happen?
You know what? This is so funny. My name keeps getting thrown in the mix. But you guys know this. Unless you have a contract and then you sign the contract and then you actually are sitting in the seat, nothing means nothing. And so it's so funny when I keep reading and seeing my name. I called Whoopi the other day, and I was like, Whoopi, am I coming back? And she's like, yeah, I don't know what's going on. I can't tell you. Until I see myself in front of that camera on a seat, nothing is real. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said I was a stripper at a club. I don't believe nothing unless I'm on that pole.
I hope that you get the View gig because they could use some spice from Sherry Shepherd back on the show.
No, it really, I'm so busy. I could never do a permanent hosting gig on The View. I have a movie coming out called Woodlawn with John Voight in October. I'm doing Ride Along 2 with Kevin Hart in January. I'm working on another book. My sitcom, The Soul Man, is coming back. And I'm a mommy, so I could never do permanent. You know, it would work if they wanted me to come in and fill in for Whoopi if she's got the sniffles and she's got to call in sick, like a part-time thing. That would be absolutely cool because it would work with my schedule. But other than that, I don't know. I love radio. It's so much fun. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. But thank you for even having me on.
All right, Sherry Shepherd, all the best. We love you.
Have a good one. Love you, too, and have a great day.
With comedian Sherry Shepherd, I'm Mike Bennett. And you are listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute and the true use of motorcycle shop implements. Vice grips, commonly used in the quest to round off bolt heads. They're also good for transferring excruciating welding heat to the holder's hand. Ouch, know your motorcycle tools. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Unintended use of motorcycle shop tools like the hammer, former weapon of war, used by the shop mechanic to differentiate expensive chrome parts from the rusty bolt he or she is trying to hit. Then there's the drill press. 3-foot-tall machine mounted to a lowering device. Catches and flings the rear wheel motorcycle pulley into your chest. The operator reacts by spilling beer all over the Scarlett Johansson poster. Know your motorcycle tools. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Mike and Lisa saved to buy a house for many years, and in 2005, they found a great place. They saved enough to pay $150,000 cash for their new house. But 6 years later, their lives and the U.S. economy is a lot different. Without work, Mike needs to move, but they could only sell the house for $100,000. That's a huge loss of $50,000. Shouldn't they be able to deduct that loss off their income taxes? The final verdict after this.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
The IRS says no. Losses from the sale of personal property are not deductible, and that's the final verdict.